Welcome once again to A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction. What?
No, nothing. I was just excited. I exhale very, very subtly when I'm excited.
That sounded like a pretty excited exhalation.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. I'm Daniel. As I've mentioned last time, I play Will. And we're back for another episode. Mm-hmm. We're back on our normal, regular, bi-monthly schedule. It feels good. I like it. Good. No more interruptions.
And this is the second outing of this format change, where we kind of pop up and say hello at the beginning of the episode for a few minutes. So be sure and give us some feedback if it's not working for you. Just speak up. Don't let us just sit here and sound like idiots week after week.
Yeah. Oh, we do. That's funny in itself.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just talk about episode 8. All right.
Okay. Quit
your bantering and let's just get on with it. It's going to be called Waste More Space, written by Ian and Dan, and it's a sequel to episode 6,
which was called Wasted Space.
Is it a sequel because of the similarity between the name, or
that, and I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay, yeah,
but if and when you listen to it, it'll kind of make sense.
Oh, okay.
It's a sequel because duh.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I am right.
It's obvious.
Todd, do you have any thing to weigh in on how obvious of a sequel this is? You sound excited.
That was actually a sexually frustrated exhalation.
Not good at reading people.
Next thing is going to be chewing on ice.
All right, moving on.
All right, well, I would like to shout out. Wait, no.
We should come up with a catchphrase, and like, shout out isn't good, you know, like space out or some kind of sci-fi thing. We could
write it on our Facebook.
Go there and tell us how terrible we are.
Tell us how bad this is and come up with your cool catchphrase ideas when we're shouting out. Maybe I'll just put some sweet-ass music.
Yeah, we should repurpose Eugene's riff to when we shout out. You know?
Okay, there you go. Well, don't write it anymore.
It's done.
We got it figured out.
Withdrawn.
Nothing.
Well, there is a podcast called First World Podcast.
Tell me about First World Podcast.
I'm going to tell you. Let's get this going. It's they're a local podcast, and they're all things gaming. So they talk about video games they're playing, and they just kind of shoot the shit about video games, all things gaming.
What games are you guys playing right now? What are you playing?
I'm still playing Thief, but Watch Dogs comes out on Tuesday.
What about you, Todd?
That's a good question.
Nothing.
I picked up Galactic Civilizations 2 again, and I'm trying to play through that. It's like a sci-fi civilization simulator, playing the Terrans, so looking forward to conquering the galaxy.
Nice. Adam?
Child of Light right now, trying to finish it out. Really good. If you do play it on hard. It's super easy, but the art direction and the music are phenomenal.
I started BioShock like 3 weeks ago.
Have you guys
first one?
Have you guys heard of this game called Super Mario Brothers?
Hey, I still play that too.
You're only 7 years behind everyone else. It's okay. It's all right. Well, yeah, so check out First World Podcast on Twitter at First World Podcast at Twitter.
Yeah, and folks, don't forget to wear headphones if you can when you listen to our program.
Derailing this First World Podcast talk, but that's cool. That's all right.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, keep going. Go on.
See, what I'm trying to do is keep it organic, and I wasn't sure you were still going.
No, yeah. That's organic in that we keep interrupting each other.
Okay,
that's how real it is. No, it's fine. I don't care. Headpods. Put them in your face ears.
Be sure to check us out on Twitbook.
Twitbook and you...
My face.
MyFace.com. Face. STL Punk, please.
Bring it back.
All right.
So yeah, wear headphones, listen to our show, like us on Facebook.
Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
YouTube.
Groove Shark as well, if you're on Groove Shark. So yeah, episode 8.
Waste more space. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Melissa, Dylan, hurry up!
Fuck off! We'll make it just...
My friend, Tiny Man, open this door before I pull your pancreas out through your nose.
Give me a moment. I can't open it. They must have changed security codes. It's not my fault.
Shit, they're kind. Open the door.
Put your hands up.
Eat laser dicks, dick laser.
It's lazy, turtleneck.
Shut up. Ah, god damn it, Lazier. That was my favorite leg.
No. Getting too old for this shit.
Huh. I bet it was his last day on the job, too.
Ah. Can we keep running, please? You're literally at a crossroads right now. I've already met my quota for getting shot. Let's move.
Since the dawn of time, there have been stories of great heroes and their victories. This is no such story.
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction, Episode 8, Waste More Space. Todd Roth, Ian McGowan, Adam Bauer, Zach Minnett, and Rebecca Coleman awkwardly perform the main cast of Dave, Dylan, Eugene, John, and Melissa. Due to poor contract negotiations, Hams McChowan is our narrator for all eternity. Additional voicing was provided by Adam Bauer, Ian McGowan, William Mee, Todd Roth, Lauren Troll, and Sarah Hitzel. Our most badass theme yet was arranged and performed by Ian McGowan and Daniel Williams. Visit harbingersofcalamity.bandcamp.com to download original music written and recorded by Daniel Williams and Ian McGowan. The songs Exhilarate and Future Gladiator appear courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. MSIF provided the boogie that's mine. Find him online at msif.bandcamp.com.
Separated from their friends, with only 3.5 functioning legs between them, the remaining harbingers of Calamity look desperately for a safe haven.
You think one of these doors will take us to the bunker?
No. But if we can lay low, maybe we can find our way back to Ted. How's your leg? Can you run?
No, thanks to Dick Lazier back there. Glad you're not too old to die, asshole.
That doesn't make sense.
No, you shut up. I can hear you from the adjacent sector.
Ted?
Get us out of here, Squidbeard.
My pleasure. I've got just the place for you to lay low. Hold on to your swizzle bits.
This is way nicer than the bunker.
Thank you.
Where are we?
It's difficult to explain, but I think our time is pudding.
Oh, totally. I'm with you.
We're not.
Right. We're outside of the pudding.
Indubitably.
So what now?
Let me take a look at that human leg here and see if I can patch it up.
Ow, that fucking hurts. Your robots need to work on their bedside manner.
Man up, Dill, don't. Ted, how long is this gonna take?
Here, all finished. I've got an upgraded transporter.
What's the, upgrade?
It's slightly slower and costs twice as much. I've also managed to smuggle some prototype weapons out of the armory, which you'll find on the shelf over there.
Are these explosives? Say yes. I want them to be explosives.
I don't... What? Jesus.
I have a variety of grenades. When these explode, anyone within the blast radius gets trapped outside the pudding. And these here will freeze the target for an extended period of time, while those over there will turn their bodies into piles of meat.
My favorite.
The fuck? What are those? More blasters?
Yes, but they shoot cyclones instead of lasers.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds awesome.
Totally.
Ted, did John mention a plan? Do you know where we were going?
John told me where he was planning on taking everyone, so I programmed those coordinates into the station.
2.0.
So you should be able to meet up with the rest of your friends easily. John will fill you in on the details, but your next mission involves some backtracking.
What are the details?
It's long-winded and complicated.
Oh, totally. I'm still with you.
Okay, when you're ready, push this button. Now just jump through!
All right, Melissa. Let's still do this.
Groan.
With the help of the Statham 2.0, Dylan and Melissa find themselves on a barren wasteland outside of the skeleton of a once great city. I feel like I've read this before.
Jesus, what a dump. This place is covered in sandwich bags.
Where is everyone else? Ted said these were the proper coordinates.
Do you think they were captured? These tracks look like they head into the city.
No. There's no sign of a struggle, and we both know Eugene would have put up a fight.
Well, look at you, Dark Knight Detective.
Following these tracks looks like our only plan of action. Maybe we'll find someone in the city who can help us.
Meanwhile, back on Nexus Prime, Ted is making some last-minute preparations.
John, please tell me you found the artifacts.
Is this frequency secure?
For now. We don't have much time. Your mother's men are watching me very closely.
I've got the first three. Only two remain, but they aren't making things easy. My patience is running thin.
Well, we can't lose any more of them. You know how important this is.
Aye. The high seas await. For the multiverse.
For the multiverse! And translation.
Tedry Botfast, I am placing you under arrest for treasonous acts against the Empire and harboring fugitives.
You'll never take me alive!
On the contrary, I think we'll do just that. You've not outlasted your usefulness just yet. I'm disappointed in you, Tedry. A brilliant mind such as yours shouldn't rot in a cell, but your illegal research into sub-reality tech can no longer be overlooked. Your treasonous acts have forced my hand. You must be punished, as will my son soon enough.
You don't understand! Your short-sightedness will ruin us all! The humans are our only hope! If our mission fails, the entire universe is doomed!
Your mission is to see to the victory of the Gen Empire and the proxy wars. This obsession with superstitions and old prophecies is a waste of time and will no longer be tolerated. You will be kept here until your trial is arranged.
I demand trial by combat!
Do you think that's wise?
I do not!
Guards, keep a watchful eye on Mr. Botfast.
Yes, Senator.
Seriously? But you left so much money on the table!
That firm had no integrity. They didn't keep any of their promises to the locals. All they were concerned about was the bottom line.
Well, no shit. They're supposed to be concerned with the bottom line. It's called profits. And I would know. As a man of business, I know about business.
I cared more about the people than the profits. The firm was using substandard materials to save money. They were complicit in forcibly relocating the poor locals of Santa Prisca, all to rebuild some prison. That's when I knew I couldn't take it anymore. I walked out and joined the protesters.
Yeah, but that still doesn't explain why no one heard from you for 12 goddamn years.
Once I joined the protesters, one thing led to another. You know, girl meets boy, boy shows girl how to use dynamite. That's when I blew up my first building.
Wait, what?
The tracks end at that tent over there. We should start asking around about the others. Maybe someone here saw them and knows where they are.
Man, this is quite the bizarre.
Shut up, Dylan.
Dylan and Melissa wander the open market, nestled in the center of a wretched hive of scum and villainy. Vendors and buyers haggle over black market goods as suspicious eyes fall upon the non-mutated outsiders. The distracted duo fails to notice the tall mountain of a woman following them.
Well, that was an exercise in futility.
Someone has to know something.
You don't look like you're from these parts.
Holy hell, you are one tall glass of woman. Sup, girl?
We're looking for our friends. We were supposed to meet them outside the city, but all we found were lunch remnants. When they didn't show, we followed some tracks that looked like they belonged to a weird motorcade.
Good work, Columbo.
Ah, you're most likely looking for the Baron's Menagerie à Trois. There have been whispers in the market of a generous bounty for the capture of a group of humans. Perhaps he intends to collect. The Baron camps on the far edge of the city. If you'd like, I can lead you there. Nighttime in the city can be dangerous for the uninitiated.
We appreciate the offer, but I think we can manage.
Come on, Melissa. This giantess is offering to help, and we are strangers in a strange land.
That's a weird reference coming from you.
What reference?
Right. Well, we're losing light, so if you're going to follow, I suggest we depart right away. Be mindful that as we leave the more populated areas, you'll want to keep a tight perimeter. And watch for nefarious members of the indigenous population.
With no other options, the two follow closely behind their newfound compatriot. They make their way through tight alleys between dilapidated buildings as they attempt to snake their way around the more questionable locals.
Is your species normally so trusting? You're humans, right? So tiny.
Hey!
Oh, I trust you about as far as I can throw you. And judging from your size, I'd say that's not very far. Where'd you come from? Paradise Island?
I don't know where that is, so no. I was born on a planet circling a dying sun, and—
I don't care, Gigantor.
It's Zula, with an X. And I've offered you my assistance out of compassion. I too am a stranger in this land, and as unwelcome outsiders, I feel it is wise to band together. Now be quiet. I'm going to run ahead and make sure our path is safe.
Melissa, she makes a lot of sense, so maybe you should give her a little less shit?
You're right.
Our path appears secure, for the time being.
Sorry, Zula. Your help really is appreciated. We're still new to this whole intergalactic travel thing. I mean, I'm just surprised and relieved that everyone speaks English.
Huh. Never thought of that. I just assumed I was tuning out everyone that didn't sound like me.
Now that you mention it, I don't see many humans on the edges of space. How did you get this far from your planet? I thought Earth's interstellar capabilities were still in its infancy.
Funny thing about that, we don't really know.
Yeah, it's a long and complicated story involving lizard beasts and cowboy duels. And there were like a ton of robots. We don't really want to get into it. I think the short answer is magic.
That sounds like quite the turbulent journey.
Fuck yeah, it was. And to think this whole thing started with a funeral.
Oh, really? Who died?
Our friend Eugene. He's one of the people we're looking for.
What?
Magic.
Ah. So you've all been close for a long time.
For a while, at least. Some of us had to run away and get degrees. Blowing stuff up, apparently.
What Dylan is getting at is I moved away from our small town, and he's just mad that he didn't have the balls to do the same thing.
Fuck you.
Humans are tedious.
For real. So how much farther until we get to this campsite? And what do you know about this Baron? Do you think he's holding our friends captive?
It's possible. He does deal in the bizarre and grotesque.
He's gonna keep Dave for sure.
Few trust him, and those who do can't be trusted either.
While Dylan and Melissa needlessly unearth a past with Zula, something is stalking them across the decaying skylines. Really fucking epic.
Shit. Did you hear that?
We're being followed. Damn it, I should have kept a more watchful eye.
What is it?
It's Jeff!
Oh, shit!
Looks like I found dinner and dessert, too, huh?
Before them stands Super Mutant Jeff, a 10.5 foot tall mass of deformed flesh and bone. Multiple eyes dot his head. A third arm juts from his chest, and his veins bulge with a putrid glowing liquid. Even so, he's quite nimble for his size.
I will make quick work of this creature. Spread out and we'll try to flank him.
Shit! These blasters are doing Jesus!
I think it's time you went for a spin, asshole!
Was that a cyclone punch?
A cyclone gun is super effective at pissing Jeff off. He raises himself from the rubble, glowering at the trio of tasty morsels.
Let us end this! Chase! Explosions! Jeff!
That was my favorite arm! It took weeks to grow!
The explosion decimates Jeff's third arm, leaving only a bloody stump behind. As he stumbles back from the blast, Zula charges forward with her hidden blade.
Yeah!
And decapitates the super mutant in one clean stroke. Glowing mutant blood spews from his neck like a broken glow stick. Dylan and Melissa are stunned by the demonstration of raw power exhibited by Zula.
Well, I'm fucking glad we had you here to back us up, Zula.
It's nothing. We should keep moving, though. We don't want to be around when his friends find him.
While Dylan and Melissa continue to follow Zula on the path to the other harbingers of calamity, Ted is visited in his cell by Senator Vorek.
How are the cells treating you, Ted? If you confess to your actions, there's a greater chance of leniency regarding your sentence. You've been a loyal science officer for many years with very few infractions on your jacket.
I refuse to sell out John and the Yelps. There is too much at stake. Without the device, we have no chance against what's to come. No chance!
Oh, Ted. Ever the conspiracy theorist. I wouldn't worry about John and the others. I've outsourced their retrieval.
You mean disposal?
Your words.
Which? Sorry, Mrs. Warren.
Nevertheless, there's nothing you can do for them now. Perhaps it's time to consider your future.
So, Zula, how'd you become so well-versed in head chopping? The way you handled that thing makes me think you've done it before.
A time or two, yes. I was a royal guard on my home planet, raised from birth in warrior caste.
I killed a bunch of guys with some arrows. They died.
Well, I exploded like 100 dudes when I joined the guerrilla faction in South America. We saved an entire country from capitalism. You're welcome.
I thought you were protesting.
Potato, explosives.
It sounds like we're all battle-hearted. Perhaps we'll demonstrate our skills again. A friendly sparring match, as it were.
Yeah, I don't feel like getting my ass kicked by a giant Amazonian woman. But I'll watch from a safe distance.
Well, let's pick up the pace. We're not far now. I'll take point. You two guard our rear.
On it.
I know we're out of our element, what with the whole time, space, travel, galaxy, whatevers, but the way Zula chopped that thing's head off...
Like a badass, you mean?
I'm serious, Dylan. What the fuck is a Royal Guard warrior lady doing in a bombed-out barter town? Something doesn't feel right.
She's being friendly and helpful, not to mention saving our asses. I don't know what the hell happened to you in South America to make you so untrusting of strangers, but your suspicions are way off.
Okay, we're safe outside the city. The mutants prefer to stick to the decaying high-rises. The campsite is just past that crossroads over the next ridge. I must apologize. Melissa was right to be suspicious. It isn't the Baron who means to collect the bounty. I do. While I respect you both as warriors, dead or alive, you're coming with me.
God damn it! Called it.
Betrayer!
I'd prefer not to discharge my weapon, so kindly lay down your arms and come peacefully. Perhaps I can convince the senator to show clemency, especially if you assist her in locating the rest of your group.
Huh. Fuck that.
Melissa lets loose a meat maker toward their two-faced companion, forcing Zula to take cover.
I didn't want it to come to this, but you have made your choice. The reward was for dead or alive, and I will retaliate in kind. You may have won your own battles, but you are no match for a warrior race in the blood of her conquest.
What the actual fuck just happened?
Shut up and run, asshole!
No, wait! It's okay, he's just my worm.
What the fuck just happened? Who are you?
Why is that goddamn worm looking at me like that?
Don't be offended, he has a condition. Always looks like that. I'm universally misunderstood Baron von Wasteland, purveyor of hard-to-find items of questionable origin.
What?
Who?
I'm friend of John's. Met your friends. Fatty ate all those sandwiches.
I knew it.
And I'm here to rescue you.
How the hell did you even know we were here?
I have cell phone. Call to past. Future Melissa told future Baron to call past Baron. Tell me where I could find you.
Wouldn't that create some sort of time paradox?
It's like ice cream.
Oh yeah. We got it.
Good. Now come with me.
Are you going to take us to our friends and John?
Who? No. You two look hungry. Time for dinner. I have fresh sandwiches.
Even better.
Yeah, they can wait.
Once again, Baron von Wasteland comes to the aid of the Harbingers of Calamity, offering sandwiches in safe haven. Dylan and Melissa hop aboard the Baron's faithful Atreides and ride off into the night, no closer to a reunion with their lost companions. Normally, this would be the end of the episode, but...
So, not only did you manage to lose my son and his faction, you couldn't even handle the other two felons, even as they were within your grasp. It almost sounds like you want your familiar to serve as a wall-mounted decoration.
I didn't allow them to evade capture. I had them dead to rights until a giant sandworm erupted from the ground and hurled me far from the battle. I assure you, I will find them and bring them to you, Senator. But I am incapacitated and need medical attention. I've lost my favorite leg.
Very well. I have your coordinates and will dispatch a medical retrieval team. Do not fail me again, Princess Zula.
Oh, shit. Plot twist, y'all. Who knew she was a princess? I didn't. What about Dylan and Melissa? Will they ever catch up with the rest of the group? Bet you didn't see Melissa's backstory coming. Who knows what we'll find out next time on... A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction!
Why is that goddamn worm looking at me like that?
Man up, Dill Don't. Dill Don't.
Shut up.
Man up, Dill Don't.
Let's dill do this.
Do this.
Do this.
Are these explosives?
Shut up.
Say yes.
Shut up.
Are these explosives?
Shut up.
Fuck that.
Eat laser dick, 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 laser. Eat laser dick, 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 dick,
buddy.
Dick, buddy. Dick, 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 dick,
buddy.
We're outside of the pudding.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds awesome.
Jesus!
Awesome.
Jesus!
Magic.
Awesome.
Magic.
Oh, shit!
Jesus!
It's a man of business. I know about business.
Jesus!
Business.
Jesus!
Business. Let's still do this.
Dick, buddy.
Do this.
Dick, buddy.
Do this.
Magic.
Dick.
Jesus!
What the actual fuck just happened?
I think the short answer is magic.
Betrayer!
Magic. Magic.
Shut up. Shut up.
I just assumed I was tuning out everyone that didn't sound like me.